Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment that we might see Jesus and be lifted up in him to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me this morning 51 summers after the birth of Jesus. 10 miles outside of Corinth, the little man with a large head and too many teeth sits weaving the dark, black, coarse Kilikian wool into tent flaps. His gaze drifts over the swelling crowds that cluster around the stadium and the theater. Off to his left is the great temple to Poseidon, the sea god. To his right, the lesser temple to the drowned boy god, Polemionion. His gaze shifts to the Saronic Gulf, where the sparkling blue waters swell in the distance. Plenty of ships coming into harbor, their sails like a rolling cloud bank, one ship after another. On one of these ships he came not a few days ago, for the Isthmian Games are beginning. Every 2 years, there on the isthmus within a few miles of Corinth, the thousands gather. And the little man, Paul of Tarsus, hums in Hebrew to himself as he weaves his tents. He stares at the athletes, especially the runners and the boxers, jostling among the stalls, waving their coin for goods and services. Their muscles snap under their trim skin. They look like these chiseled, marbled gods and demigods that line the colonnade beside his stall. But then the trainer yelling, "No, no, back to practice, back to practice." Paul grins. These men all swear an oath that they have been training for 10 months. 10 months under the hot Mediterranean sun, day in and day out, the same regimen. And yet now that they're here, now that the Isthmian Games are taking place, they're ready for a break. And yet, the trainer will have none of it. No, practice. You know the rules. Say no to your cravings and keep to the training. Only one can win. And so, the men break into their groups there behind the stadium. The runners getting down in place behind the husplex. The trainer pulling the cord, and all of the little wooden arms falling down at the same time. The runners bursting out, charging, sprinting, and then slowing to a walk, practicing their starts. One man, 10 yards down the track, is already hunched over, wheezing. He vomits. The trainer is shaking his head. "Nico, clearly you have not been training for the last 10 months, and it shows. Back to the starting line, back behind the husplex, again." Meanwhile, the boxers are circling one another. The sweat drips underneath their amphotides, their ear protectors. They've donned their sphere, their leather smooth boxing gloves. And each of those sphere make a soft pop as they connect with the flesh of the face. Within one or two punches and a right hook, one of the men has already gone down. And by now, the trainer is pulling his hair out. Aeneas, by Zeus, you haven't been training either. It's clear. How many times do I tell you, keep your left fist up? In our epistle reading this morning from Corinth, St. Paul imagines the Corinthian Christians as a bunch of Nikos and Aeneases. A bunch of Isthmian athletes who have stopped their training. And boy, does it show. The Corinthians are wheezing, vomiting, and black-eyed. Within the church, they treat each other poorly. Hurry up, let's have communion before all the poor people get here. They're busy showing off and strutting. Oh, look at my amazing ability to speak in tongues. Oh, well, that's great, but I have knowledge. I know that I have the right to eat food sacrificed to idols because, well, idols aren't real and, you know, it's not a big deal. And, well, I know some people are offended by that and they're leaving the church because they think, okay, well, then Christianity's not true because I'm doing that. But I have the right to do this, whether they think that or not. I don't care. Treating each other poorly, showing off, shrugging off sexual sin. Well, I know he's sleeping with his mother-in-law, but don't be so prudish. The Corinthians are out of shape. When the wooden arm of the husplex drops, within 10 yards they are wheezing and vomiting. In the ring, their flesh knocks them out, seeing stars. A black eye already beginning to form. The Corinthians have stopped their spiritual training. And it shows. They don't look like Jesus as he runs his race to the cross. The Christian life is not easy. It is a hard race. It's an intense boxing match. And so often we do stop our training. We stop grinding behind the stadium. We stop listening to the trainer. We go back to living life on our own terms. We treat others poorly. We fight. We bicker. We show off and strut. We shrug off sin. And then we're absolutely baffled to find ourselves wheezing not 10 yards down the track. Stunned that we're seeing stars and laying on the ground as our flesh stands over us with those sphere, those leather boxing gloves. So often we stop our spiritual training, and it shows. We don't look like Jesus as he runs the race to the cross. And so this morning, St. Paul writes to all of us wheezing, vomiting, black-eyed athletes. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you might obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. The athletes behind the stadium that you know so well from the Isthmian Games that happen every 2 years, they train and train and train. They have to swear an oath that they've been training for 10 months, day in, day out. They struggle. And they reach for the imperishable, the perishable crown, says Paul. We know what it is, the Isthmian crown, that woven pine crown. They fight after that. They go after that. We seek the imperishable crown. I don't run aimlessly, says Paul. I'm not just kind of... Blah, 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 blah. I don't fling my fists around beating the air for no good reason. But instead, I pummel my body. Ipobiazzo, I give it a black eye. I pummel it and subdue it, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. And so in Corinth and in Flowood this morning, through St. Paul, the Spirit of God calls us back to our training, to self-control. You want that woven pine crown on your head? You must keep focused. You know the rules. You know the rules. Say no to your cravings. Keep to the training. Only Christ wins. And so run in Christ. Box in Christ. And the Spirit trains us to deal with our specific sins. Did you notice how Paul writes about the specificity of what he struggles with? I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air just randomly. But instead, ipopiazzo, I give my body a black eye. I fight and subdue it. The Holy Spirit teaches Paul to say no to specific struggles that he has. Ipopiazzo, give it a black eye. I have a sneaking suspicion that Paul had a little bit of a problem with anger. If you read Galatians, you can kind of read between the lines. He gets hot really fast. And so there he is, sprawled in the dirt, his flesh leering over him with the sphere on, knocked silly by his anger. And again, the Holy Spirit, get up! You haven't been training! More, Paul, more, more! Again, keep that left hand up. Take a breath. Be gentle, kind to those around you. The Holy Spirit trainer moves among us this morning, giving us instructions according to where our weaknesses are. The Spirit trains us in self-control. Maybe we struggle with something like vainglory. The classic sin, as it is called, of that compulsion to know that other people are looking at us, or that they like us, or that they speak well of us. So the Spirit has us don the amphontites, the ear protectors, and slip on the sphere and begin to box. The Spirit has us doing wind sprints. Stop hanging out with the people who worry about what others think of them. Stop posting pictures of yourself on social media just so you can get a like. Instead, ipopiazzo! Give your flesh a black eye. A pop right there. Start giving thanks when friends tell you what you've done wrong. Start giving thanks for what God has done in your life, not what you've done in your brilliance. Ipopiazzo! A good pop under the left eye of your body, your flesh. Give your vainglory a black eye. What is the Holy Spirit pointing out this morning that you need more training on? Where are you lying sprawled in the dirt? Where are you hunched over, wheezing, vomiting after only 10 yards of running? What areas of the Jesus life can you grow in? The next 3 weeks we prepare for Lent, the season of training. And so I encourage you, listen to the Spirit of God as the Spirit barks out gently, this is where you need to work, and incorporate whatever it is you need to work on into your fasting, into your giving up something or doing something in Lent. Because God is at work uniting us to Christ as he runs his race to the cross, as he boxes with the world, the flesh, and the devil, making us more and more in his image. People who love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.